Rashi said, when the Braisa discusses a suffix being usher, it refers to a suffix of whether the egg was laid on Yom Tif or the day before. Although, according to Rabbi Yosef, this is only a suffix that Rabbanan and should not be usher. The reason the Braisa says it's usher is because anything which will become mutter, meaning a dovishation matimin, is usher as a suffix and doesn't become butl, even if it's only a suffix that Rabbanan. Therefore, since the egg will become mutter after Yom Tif, it's usher when it's a suffix and does not become butl. A Braisa says that others say in the name of the Ezer, an egg that is laid on Yom Tov may be eaten, and so may its mother. What's the case of the Braisa? If it's discussing a chicken meant to be eaten, it's obvious that both may be eaten. If the Braisa meant to tell us that the halacha follows Beis Shammai, it should have only mentioned the egg without mentioning the chicken. If it's discussing a chicken that is meant to lay eggs, then even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds of Muktzah, they should be usher. So, emphatic more, Abzeira said the Braisa means to say that the egg can only be eaten if the chicken is eaten on Yom Tov. Abai explained this to be referring to a case where the chicken was purchased without any specification. If it ends up being shechted on Yom Tov, it shows that it was meant to be eaten, and the egg can be eaten along with it as well. Rav Mari answered, the Braisa only mentions the eating of the mother for effect, to make it sound like all-encompassing, and to stress the point that all, including the egg, may be eaten. Zochta Gemara, when Shabbos and Yom Tov are on consecutive days, Rav holds that an egg laid on the first day may not be eaten on the second day. Rabbi Yochanan says that it may. Zochta Gemara, it can't be that Rav says it's usher because he holds that the 2 days are considered to be one long kedusha, because we find that he holds that there are two separate kedushas. Rather, Rav holds the halacha, holds of the halacha of achana, like Rabba, whereas Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of achana. There's a machlekes hanayim regarding this as well. The Braisa says the egg laid on the first of the 2 days of the 2 days, whether Shabbos follows Yom Tov or vice versa, may be eaten on the second day. But here the name of Rabbi Eliezer says the machlekes between Mesham and Beis Hillel would apply in this case as well. Zaktumar of Adar Barahava's host asked him whether he may roast the egg that was laid on Yom Tov that fell on Friday so that he could eat it on Shabbos. Rav Adar said, you're asking that because you think that we pass Rabbi Yochanan who allows the egg to be eaten on the second day. However, Rabbi Yochanan would not allow one to move the egg on the first day, so preparing it then would be out of the question. Rav Papa's host asked him if he can eat an egg that was laid on Shabbos on the following day, which happened to be Yom Tov. Rav Papa told him to return and ask the question on the next day. He had drank some intoxicating substance and didn't want to paskin. So when the host returned, he told him, it's a good thing I didn't paskin for you yesterday, because I would have passed on Rabbi Yochanan since Halacha follows him when he argues with Rav. However, I now remember that Rav said that Halacha follows Rav in this case, as well as in 2 other cases also, which are brought by the Gemara further on, and the egg may therefore not be eaten. Zochta Rabbi Yochanan said, wood that fell from a tree on Shabbos may not be used for firewood on the following day when it's Yom Tov. He explained, this case is different than the case of the egg, which would be mutter to eat on the next day, on Sunday. Why, regarding the egg, all will realize that it was not eaten on Shabbos because it's usher on the day that it was laid, meaning the isser of cooking does not prevent one from eating the egg raw. Therefore, it's mutter on the second day. Regarding the wood, people will think that it wasn't used on Shabbos only because you're not allowed to burn wood on Shabbos. They'll think that it would otherwise be mutter. To prevent that sort of thinking, we make it usher on the second day as well. Rav Masna said if a piece of wood falls from a tree into an oven on Yom Tov, he should add prepared wood to the fire and make and he may then use the fire. He'll be moving the muktzah pieces of wood when he arranges the wood in the oven. The Gemara says the usher piece of wood become batel in the majority of prepared wood. He's being mevatel in the chatchila, which we learn may not be done. The Gemara says that may not be done for the raisa. Here we're dealing with muktzah, which is only derabanan. According to Rabashi, anything that will become mutter does not become batel while it's usher. If so, how does the usher wood become batel? It destined to become mutter after Yom Tov. The Gemara said, he only holds that way when the usher item remains intact. Here, the wood is burned in the fire, and it therefore could become bottle. And in fact, does become bottle. Zakta Gemara regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov outside Eretz Yisrael, Rav says that an egg laid on the first day may be eaten on the second day. Rav Asi says that it may not. Zakta Gemara, we can't say that Rav Asi held that the 2 days of one kedusha, because Rav Asi would actually make havdalah after the first day. Rather, Rav Asi was unsure whether the 2 days were one long period of kedusha or 2 separate days of kedusha, and therefore he acted lechumra on both fronts. He made havdalah, but he also didn't allow the eating of the egg on the second day. Rav Zeira said it would make sense to pass like Rav Asi because today we are sure which is the real day of Yom Tov, and still we keep 2 days. So obviously this is a rabbinic institution and was likely made as one long kedusha. Abaye said it would make sense to pass them like Rav because the Mishnah suggests that the rabbinic institution of 2 days of Yom Tov only applies when it's uncertain as to when the true day of Yom Tov is. This suggests that it was never instituted as one long kedusha. In fact, based on this, why do we have 2 days of Yom Tov today? After the Gemara, a message was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel that they should continue keeping 2 days of Yom Tov as the earlier generations had done. For although they had learned how to determine the calendar, there was a concern that if a decree was made to stop them from learning Torah, they may forget how to determine the calendar and would again need 2 days of Yom Tov. It was therefore decided that they should continue keeping 2 days of Yom Tov even at the time when they were sure which was the proper day.